Mothership Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're at the Hour One Nugget again, beloved. We're looking at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And today we look at verse 19. I've decided to omit verse 18 because it's very repetitive and repeats what I said previously, the day before yesterday. In actual fact, I'm just going to reiterate what verse 17 actually says. It says, "For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?" And then verse 18 just reiterates that by saying, "And if righteousness is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?" The reason I'm having problems, I'm having to read the word from my iPhone because my iPad has run out of charge. That's the reason. Anyway, verse 19 says this, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." Let me say that again. "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." Now, beloved, something that has struck me very powerfully whilst I've been studying with you the book of 1 Peter, and I'm sure it's going to strike me again in 2 Peter, and that is this. Do you know who Peter was? He was that burly fisherman who was standing on the Sea of Galilee, standing right by it, as Jesus came back. And he says, "Put down your nets and follow me." Peter had been a fisherman all his life. He was married. He had a home life. And I would imagine that Peter was not specifically very educated. We know that Paul was. We know that Paul was a lawyer and a tent maker. But Peter was a fisherman. And I can imagine that his hand was probably twice the size of mine. A burly, burly fisherman, mending his nets and going out there fishing. Always the first one to say, "Oh Lord, me, me, me." Can you remember the time when he saw Jesus coming toward the boat, walking on the water? And Peter said, "Let me come, Lord, let me walk on the water." And so he does. The Lord says, come to me. And Peter gets out of the boat and starts to walk toward the Lord. And he thinks, "Whoa, look at this. I'm walking on water." And then suddenly he looks down and realizes what he's doing. And his faith evades him and he falls straight into the water. What a man. And it's this man, Peter, who has written this awesome book, 1 Peter, written by Peter himself. Such wisdom. And that's because the Holy Spirit has come upon him, beloved. The Holy Spirit is with him and has come upon him. And he ends chapter 4 by saying, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." What Peter is saying to us today, he's saying to us that we have to entrust our souls to the safekeeping of the God of Israel and the God of Jacob. We have to entrust our souls to the loving Father, the Prince of Peace. We have to let our souls be in the hands of Jesus Christ Almighty, our Savior. we have to give the entrustment of our souls to the Holy Spirit, beloved. And we have to continue to do right. We have to continue to do that what is right, instead of falling away into doing that which is wrong. We have to renew our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, as often as possible. I think this is vital, because if we don't, we start to fall away. We cannot fall away. We're at the end times, beloved. We are coming to the end. You know, I was looking at the news and I could see what was going on in Syria right now. And because of what's happening in Syria, Lebanon is now getting involved. And I heard the newscaster saying, I'm not sure that Lebanon is going to stay out of this conflict. We've already seen conflict in Libya. We're seeing it right across the Middle East, beloved. Do you remember what Jesus said? When the end comes, there will be wars, and there will be rumors of wars. Beloved, we are coming to the end. We are in the final throes of this world. I am so sure about that. And therefore, we should be very, very, very careful. What I want to do real quick is go to Matthew, if I can find it and get it there in time. I want to go to Matthew and the 24th chapter. Not really sure which verse I want to go to. I want to scan through this. Let's go to verse 4, where people are asking Jesus about the end times. Somebody says, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the signs of your coming and the end of the age. And Jesus answered them, see that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. You will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Beloved, that's happening. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Beloved, that is what is going to happen. Those words come from the words of Jesus himself. And he's telling us to be very, very careful, because many will fall away. People will come saying that they are the Christ. And many, Jesus is saying, many, not a few, but many will follow. Beloved, we cannot be fooled. There is one Jesus. There is but one Jesus. And that is the Jesus that we worship and adore each day and every day on this worship radio station. We don't stop worshiping. Why? Because we love him so, so much. And because he first loved us. Just remember, beloved, in this hour one nugget, the end is coming. But don't fall away. Just keep renewing your relationship with the living God. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.